the throne of grace, Mark 16, where we find deliverance from sin, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Colossians 1:13-14. The Prince of Heaven has placed man in an exalted position. His life has been valued at the cost of Calvary's cross. From the depths of sin's degradation, we may be exalted to become heirs with Christ, the sons of God, and kings and priests unto the Most High. When Christ bowed on the banks of Jordan after his baptism, the heavens were opened and the Spirit descended in the form of a dove, like burnished gold, and encircled him with its glory. And the voice of God from the highest heaven was heard, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Matthew 3:17. The prayer of Christ in man's behalf opened the gates of heaven, and the Father had responded, accepting the petition for the fallen race. Jesus prayed as our substitute and surety, and now the human family may find access to the Father through the merits of his well-beloved Son. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. The gate of heaven has been left ajar, and the radiance from the throne of God shines into the hearts of those who love him. The word that was spoken to Jesus at the Jordan embraces humanity. God spoke to Jesus as our representative. With all our sins and weaknesses, we are not cast aside as worthless. The glory that rested upon Christ is a pledge of the love of God for us. It tells us of the power of prayer, how the human voice may reach the ear of God, and our petition find acceptance in the courts of heaven. By sin, earth was cut off from heaven and alienated from its communion, but Jesus has connected it again with the sphere of glory. His love has encircled man and reached the highest heaven. The light which fell from the open portals upon the head of our Savior will fall upon us as we pray for help to resist temptation. The voice which spoke to Jesus says to every believing soul, "This is my beloved child in whom I am well pleased." Our Redeemer has opened the way so that the most sinful, the most needy may find access to the Father. All may have a home in the mansions which Jesus has gone to prepare.